Many brides and grooms want to know if they absolutely must have B'lat mitzvah already on their wedding night. The big issue for the couple is that as soon as they're done,
recording in progress,
they must once again separate. On the other hand, if they push it off, it increases the likelihood of Otsad Shechvatzer Levatzala. And the response on poskim ranges from they absolutely must have relations right away and pushing it off is not allowed to, hey, believe it or not, they must push it off. And obviously there are those in the middle where certain circumstances it might be proper to push it off, etc. So our topic today is to understand this sugya. Now much of this discussion appears in lots of articles in Sfarim and all sorts of important journals like Asya and Chumen, as well as many Hadrachat Chatanim books. This year is based on much of that discussion. Some of it is based on an article in Tchumen, some of the order of my Makoros. I like the way he presented it. I don't even know who it is. I Googled him and couldn't figure it out. Rav Yitzhak Ronis? What is he? Who is he?
He writes a lot of articles.
Writes a lot of articles. That guy. So I thought he had
an
answer.
In Ramat Beit
Shemesh. Okay. He had an answer to a question that he was the only one who I saw answer that question, so therefore I liked how he presented it. So some of this, I'm not saying the same thing as him, but some of this is, if you see some overlap between this and there, there's a reason. Okay, that was Motzi B'Shem Amro. What is the source for the opposition to pushing it off a few nights? So for this, you have to begin with the Shach and source one. Again, on the group, I sent out the Makorot sheet. As everyone recites the Shach first on this topic. So, the Ramah in Yoredeya tells us, HaMinog L'tvol HaKala, this is on Kuf Tzadi Bet, L'tvol HaKala Lel Dalet Afo Pi Shelo Tivol Kol Demotzi Shabbos. We already saw when we did Kuf Tzadi Bet that the minog was to have mikvah on Wednesday, and then the bia was Motzi Shabbos, and we were discussing about continuing to doing bedikos, etc., or not. But apparently there was this minog to wait a few days between the mikvah and having bia rishona. And then later in Kuf Tzadi Bet, the Shulchan Aruch says, Avar v'kansa toch zman zeh, v'chein chaton shepirsa kalaton yidah kodosh shabaleah, lo yitjachedi ma, elahu yoshin ben anashim, v'yishen ben anashim. That's what we discussed a little bit today. So first, the first source sounded like a custom not have relations for 3 nights. And here we're saying, if one didn't do the bedikot of dam chimud, or the wife became nida before they consummated the relationship, they have to sleep in separate rooms, no yichud. Then the Ramah cites the Trumat HaDeshen, Haga, Yesh Omrim, Im Haita Tahora Kishenisait, V'lo Ba'aleha, V'pirzanida Acharkach, En Otzarech Shimor Od. Even though they haven't had that Bia Rishona yet, still, they don't have to go sleep in separate rooms or bring someone in to sleep in the room with them. Though he says, Amachmir Tavol HaBracha, this is not just the Ramah saying this, the Trumat HaDeshen himself says this, Amachmir Tavolov Abracha. On those words comes the comment of the Shach in source 3. Amachmir. In Nirada Idna. Sheha Minhag. He calls it a Minhag. Lo Livol Rak Achar Bet Ogimel Yamim Achar Nisuan. Even though today, it says today, there's a Minhag. Not to have relations for the first 2 or 3 days. Afa Pishu Minhag Shel Shtut. Even though it's nonsense. V'yeshbo iser mikama tamim, and it's prohibited for a number of reasons. V'nachon levado, and we should get rid of such a minog. Nonetheless, mikol makom kevan she minakach, since that is the minog, imkein impirsanida vaday tzarech shimur, dalo baltchin lahayno mishuman ninog in lahatzarech shimur kiyagavno. So if the reason that they didn't have relations was because of this minog, to wait 2-3 days, and then she becomes nida, and they haven't yet consummated their relationship, they indeed still need shimur. What's this little bit of svara that he's discussing? That he uses the phrase, dahalo bal tchila. Sorry, where was Vishunam minog, they still need shimur. He's not going to be able to refrain, and therefore they still need to be separate. Okay, she became nida before he consummated. They need to sleep in separate rooms. So this opposition appears in quite a few more sources. There are many. Chachmat Adam in source 4 writes, "V'makom sheminog shelo l'nivol rak achar shnayim or shlosha yamim achar nisuin apo pi sheroy v'nachol nevatal l'minog zeh v'yesh bo kama isurim v'oil l'nafsham ki gamlonem ra bad woman to them they caused this harm." to the point that the Sidrei Tara thinks that this can't even be what the Ramah is alluding to. It's the Shach who tells us this is what the Ramah is in reference to. So the Sidrei Tara in Source 5 says, ah, what the Ramah said. We quote in Source 1. He's not talking about that. There's no way this would be Paskin La'alacha. Many of the later sources cite the Shlah in this. The Shlah in Source 6 says, you know what Minog spelled backwards is? Gehenim. Okay? Backwards Minog is Gehenim. He just lies with her a few nights. Of course, they're not going to be clothed. Everybody should be teaching their children. If this happens, klazani mitzave betokev tzivoy aleichem lekayim zirati kibanim la'av uketalmidim l'rabam hishamro lachem me'od baz Hashem shomerchem. So, don't do such a thing. The Shevet Alevi in Source 7, he comments on the Ramah in Sif Bet, and he says, "Hu minag ra kfish yirish hashach shu minag shtut yishvo isra v'shlat savach yish chashat shutzer dzal baruch hashashot." And he says, in fact, Hayom nitbatel minhag zeh. This minhag has been abolished. But this seems to be an early minhag, especially amongst Ashkenazim. For example, we saw the Ramah in Source 1. And though the Shevet Alevi had this comment, the Ramah didn't comment on it. And this is also the diyuk the Chasam Sofer makes in the Ramah and others. So what is the basis of the minhag? Why would there be a minhag? Yes, the Shach and the others are going to rail. This shouldn't be a minhag. Let's get rid of it. But it is a minhag. So how did this come to be a minhag? What was the basis of that minhag? So there's a number of approaches. One approach might be that this strengthens Simchas Chasan the Kala. Okay? If they're able to be together like this, they'll have more simcha. Source 8, Shutmar Ram Lublin, says that waiting a few days allows them to remain tahor, and in the meantime to hug, kiss, and make her happy in other ways. Howil the ikar mitzvah simchat chatan v'kala kimat taloi bazeh shakala Torah, and he says ain't a bila bilvana mitzvah. Who says the whole mitzvah is bila? Ela kol minei krevot shadam samech v'medishto havi mitzvah. Da kol minei krevot havi la simcha, and this is part of making her happy. Therefore, in this tshuva, what was his topic in this tshuva? Going to mikvah on Friday night, even if you won't do, for a new couple, even if they won't do Bia Rishona on Friday night, there was such a minhag not to do Bia Rishona on Friday night. So if you're going to follow that minhag and not do Bia Rishona, still you should go to mikvah, even if you're not going to be doing Bia Rishona, because you will still be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of making her happy. How? Hugging, kissing, snuggling. Again, this is to say that its goal is to prolong the time of simcha while she's tahara. But there are other approaches. Another approach is that the Bia Rishona, the Bia Mitzvah, should happen when the couple is a little more comfortable with each other. Go to Source 9. Mutar levol lechatchila betula b'shabbat ve'ein bo mishum chov lo mishum tzar lo. The Shulchan Aruch, there's an Orach Chaim. The two simanim at the end, that, you know, when you get to the end of Chelek Bet there in the Mishnah Berurah before you, at the end of Chelek Gimel. So he throws in the last parts about Bia and Shabbos. So he says, you're allowed to have Bia Rishon on Shabbos. It's not an issue in terms of Chovel. So the Taz there comments, Source 10, Ein raya mima shenogim shelo levo b'shabbat. There are those who have this minhag not to do it on Shabbos. Umibnei abusha delo beziza adaini imo. The fact that we have a minhag to not have Bia Rishon on Shabbat is due to her lack of comfort with her chatan. The Yad Ephraim there, Source 11, Mipnei abusha shibaziza, what does he explain? Says it's based on the lashon hashas and yavamos talking nida etc. She'en libo gaspo v'yesh la en liba gaspo v'yesh la busha mimenu. She still has busha from him. In other words, they should have bilat mitzvah. They should have bilat mitzvah. They shouldn't have it until they have gotten closer and used to each other for a few days. So much so. That there's even a phenomenon to mock those who have relations the first night, calling it pritzas. For example, one of many such sources that was cited in this topic, and I went and found the book in the yeshiva library. They have a section where I am. The Rav, what was the first Rav who dated the Svarim? Rav Tamar. Rav Tamar had this book. I went and found it. It's a book on Hilchos Brachos. What is this doing in the book on Hilchos Brachos? In the Hakdama to the book, he gives you a list of Hazaros. Hazaros are all the things he noticed that bothered him that people were doing. If you were to write one of them, you might write about, I don't know, people with cell phones during davening, or unfiltered internet, or eating Triangle K, or whatever is going on in your life that you don't like. So you would write Azhara about this. So he wrote 27 Azharos there or something. So this is one of the Azharos that he noticed. He noticed this thing. So in this book, on Hilchos Brachos, it was, so I typed it up. Chatan ye zayir techef levol v'layla rishona. The chatan should be careful to have bia right away in the first night. V'techef yivrosh mimena v'achar kach lo yamdim v'levol ad leil sheni. And yes, everyone's going to make fun of you and call you a poretz. Who's this guy to have beer rishona the first night? You couldn't wait. Those mocking you are all dumb and fool and evil. Probably they kishoy ever. You can even get atzar lezer latalo, or even just an erection. You do a godol avera zora shekimat shari tshuvan in all meyemets. Obviously, nothing stops tshuva, but it's kimat. And seeing the Zohar and the Shla, all the onesh for this. Shamati mi kamen hashim shalagol achaton shabal bila rishonu v'latekef aval teidar yididi achi shezeh maset satan. Those mocking you, that's the act of the satan, ignore it. So don't think, though. Yes, question. Everyone knows.
That's not true.
Oh, so that's part of my conclusion in this year, that you should act that way. But people know. They see in the couple how, you know, how they're paying attention. Could be that back then they didn't. If they had the minug, so then they didn't, and they had a few days. Don't think, though, that this is something new. This goes all the way back to the Gemara. In Source 13, the Gemara Ksuvas tells us, K'detan Yam Rav Yehuda, Bi Yehuda, Barishon Ayum Yachdin Rechaton V'akala Shah, Achad Kodem K'nisata V'chupa, K'dei She'e Libo Gaspo. If you would have said in Yehuda, first the bride and groom would do some kind of yichud before the wedding, so that they would grow accustomed to each other in order to ease the awkwardness when they consummate the marriage. Rashi in Yevamos, citing this Gemara, on a line referencing this Minog Yehuda, so Rashi says, why? K'deshe libo gaspa kolomer ragil umitzachikima shelo yehu boshin zemi zeve bilan mitzvah. We want to have an ilan mitzvah at a time when they don't have busha from each other. This, by the way, if you look at the sugya of cheder yichud, what is the rationale for doing the cheder yichud at the wedding hall? So according to some, it's part of the kinyan, just like we see there's tabas and edim and all, so part of it is yichud. According to some, this idea, it's part of the busha, as if they had in libo gaspa. If they were in the yichud room, so they won't have this issue. To the point that there are tshuvah from Sfardic poskim, many Sfardim don't do cheder yichud, so they say libo gaspa already when they pick out an apartment and furniture, and therefore we don't need cheder yichud in our tzibur. And therefore some, like the Chemdad Yamim, it's not clear who the author is, but someone in the 1700s, clearly well-versed in Kabbalah, came out against the minhag of cheder yichud, and he said, you know what the cheder yichud's going to do? It's just going to give the chatan kishoy ever. He's just going to have an erection, and what's the good of that? Now, why is it so important to have this lack of busha for the bilat mitzvah? It's related to the Tosos that we quoted last time and this time, that the bilat mitzvah is the kritat brit with the wife, making her a kli. There's something special happening here. But the assumption here is that the first one should be the one that both parties are interested in. How could one do this without the wife being comfortable? In Judaism, we believe in consent. Judaism doesn't condone marital rape. Let's be very clear. So we emphasize that to our chatanim, to work hard, to get your wife in the mood as much as possible, that she should be interested, not merely willing. This is clear from many sources, and if you know the Stipler's letter, some of you have read the Stipler's famous letter, he writes a whole page on that. But from this idea, we see that even if the bride on one level wants it already on the wedding night, but if she is hesitant, that's not a great start to the brit that is being performed by the bilat mitzvah. That may be part of the takana to spend a week with her at the beginning of the marriage to make her extra happy. So now we understand the minhag, but we saw the source in the shach and the shlah, they were concerned with otzar and zar lebatala. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, why was this minhag not concerned? So there were many who disagreed with the psak and the Maharam Lublin, the Chalkat Yaakov, the Chavat Yar. So why was the Maharam Lublin not concerned with this? Why didn't he recommend that the Chatan and Kalas sleep apart that Friday night if they have this minhag not to do Bir Rishona then? He said it's okay because they'll make each other happy in other ways. So the answer, possibly based on that article in Tchumen, or an answer I once heard for this question, it may surprise you, based on everything you know about healthy marriages. But here's a question. Are you allowed, in a regular marriage, not a new wife, not a Bir Rishona, you're married now, happily, 5-10 years, are you allowed to hug and kiss your own wife while she is Tahora, if it is not one of the times leading up to having marital intercourse? Okay? Is that even a question? Okay, some of you are like, of course I hug my wife, you know, every day on the way out the door. Have a good day. So, is that allowed? I mean, some of us take it for granted. So, I didn't see them inside, but there are those who are cited as being stringent. Taras Yisrael, the Ber Yitzchak, the Mishnah Lachos, the Ber Moshe. Many of them say it's explicitly prohibited. Even when discussing, and did you do the Sugya of Yotzei L'Derech yet? And no, okay. So there's a Sugya of Yotzei L'Derech. You have to be poked, ishto, hug and kiss your wife before you go on the road. So even in that context. On the other hand, there are those who are permitted, even if it will lead to kishoy, even if it will lead to an erection, even if intercourse is not going to immediately follow. The Chazon Ish started that way. Igros Moshe here in, oh, I didn't number that source. So in between source 14 and 16. Look at that. So it should say 15. Igros Moshe says, he was asked the shayla from his grandson if there's an issue to hug and kiss if it may lead to zera levatola. So in a very sweet tshuva, nechti, avuvi, mod, Rav Yaakov Tendlershlit, the shalom bracha, send your wife hugs and kisses if you're allowed to hug and kiss her at this time. And he says, I'm going to answer this question because it's a very, very important topic. And he said, we learn about all types of kirva from the sugya of Yotzei L'Derech. And we assume with your own wife, it won't lead to zera levatola. Yodeh shelo yotzi zera levatola, v'yuchal lesmoch hazeh, mishum de ishto sherogil ba, lo chashinan sheyavo mizeh lidei hirhor lehotzi zera. The concerns we have for a hirhor when you think about another woman, that's when it's another woman, not your wife. And people stringent on this issue are going to be causing a loss in peace and love that is necessary for a marriage. I have to write this all. And therefore, he says, there's no issue of possibly, meaning if there's a chance it will lead to kishoy ever ein lasor, and we don't expect that to happen in a normal case, and therefore, yes, you are allowed to hug and kiss your wife in general. Now, what did that have to do with our sugya here?
Because of you didn't have relations and you're
hitting
because you're right, you might have
hirur
or something like that.
So, it might be related. In other words, why weren't they choshesh to say to be separately? Because if we say that you're allowed to hug and kiss your wife and that's a normal healthy thing to do as part of the marriage, so then that's the normal healthy thing to do in that situation, even where you have such a minhag to not have Bia Rishona that night. On the Yoatzot Halacha website, yeah?
So there's a difference, though, if you haven't had relations at all yet.
Okay, but he's saying that it's the Marami Loblin is saying that's part of being Mesamech, your new wife also. Even if you're not going to have relations that night, she's finally getting married to you. She's been waiting her whole life for this. You got to hug and kiss her.
There's still the chashash.
There's still the chashash, but it's still important enough. So the Yoatzot Halacha website writes it like this. They want to have it right away. I They shouldn't force themselves. Hakesher fizi b'neim tzarek liot the ratzon shneim. Libanov open shlokef hakesher netzrachim harikshim shelahem. From some experience dealing with a lot of chatanim, as a chatan teacher, so there's something you have to know about kalas in our educational system. When there were anything, when anything went wrong in the world, the kala was told that it was because her elbows were showing. Okay? She's been told her whole life, that's what the educational system has for girls, Uzman Azek. I don't know if it should. I mean, I know it shouldn't. But that's all it has, is tzias, tzias, tzias. Okay? And this is the first time she's allowed to being uncovered. And, as Rabbi Yama mentioned, she heard it's painful. And she's being entered. So there's a whole lot of anxiety to this Bia Rishona. Throw in that, neither of them, hopefully, have any experience. They possibly fasted that day, wedding day. There's a long, you know, they hired a 17-piece orchestra, dancing, and they got back to their hotel 1, 2 a.m. They're disgusting and sweaty. And now you want them to have Bia Rishona. So that doesn't seem to be realistic. Okay? That doesn't seem to be the way that's going to happen. Pnine Halacha put out a later volume on the topics of Tarat Mishpacha. And Machon Pua put out a list of their 14 biggest issues with this book. One of those issues, the last one of the issues, was on this topic. So again, I'm not in the habit of using him, but because it's come up, because Hassanim, who I've taught, have heard it, so then they ask this question. Okay, they've also heard, by the way, on the previous topic, that they heard that about cleaning yourself out in order to have start Shemin Akim right away. So I had Hassanim ask me that, but they were a chayal. I've had more than one chayal chatan, and they were a chayal who was given about 8 days leave from the army in order to get married. So if they are allowed to do Bia Rishona right away on the first night, clean themselves out, do Shemin Akim, they can have Bia Shnia before he has to go back to the army. If we're Mekel like that Shita. And the Pnini Halacha is Mekel on that Shita. So he asked me that, and I called Rav Rimon, and Rav Rimon said, for a Chayal, we Mekel. So if that happens to you, I have such a Masorah and a Psak on that one topic. Okay. So the Pnini Halacha goes full force on this. Don't have Bia Rishona until the end of Shem Rachel. Source 17. B'noach shebaholam achatanim v'kalot rotzim l'smoach yachad simcha shel mitzvah b'mesach shivim mishta. Naturally, they want to be together. U'mitzdar miyod mikach she'akalin nitmet miyad achar l'arishon machmadam betulim. B'nosaf l'rabim kashe l'avor mishlav shel isr negiyo l'kiyum ha-mitzvah b'ofen haroi. It is hard to go from that stage of doing the mitzvah, davar shalol legrom shachibur rishon yekarach beinimud, and it's going to leave this bad feeling for them. Although yaspiku laakir l'samech l'zan, they're not going to get to know each other. Hazikaron me'ayamim yarishonim shlachar nisum, they're going to have bad memories of it. Shalom liot smechem v'myucha, there's supposed to be a special time. Alol liot arguments, that'll be sad. Menosav makal alot haspik litaneg v'chaviyah koevet yishon mechibur rishon yesh chashash. She's going to have difficulty getting out of that negative memory. The proper advice. Wait until the end of Shev Rachas. What's the big issue we said? The Sheikh Vatzer al-Vatala. It is really difficult for him. So you know what he should do. Yidkaimu chibor al yidei maga kal shela ever beizor petach anartik. He should approach her private area with his, slightly touching, being very careful that there's not going to be any issue with the dam betulim. Bofen shezaro yitzela belum shemetz lachatz ala betulim. Obviously, we just cited a whole bunch of sources that said do the Bia Rishon right away. From my experience, Hadracha nechona liyameinu lidchot abil and mitzvah kadei shechata mekal yirbu b'simchat avatam. That is what he says in the. And then he has an explanation in the footnote. The footnote says, Me'a Torah dam betulim eno mitani. Me'mela kala haita Torah akabalat vesta. Va'af medivre chachamim kashera kala haita nara shedain lo raveset rak lachar arba yamim ayu zrichin levrosh tinkvar rata veset lachar laila echad. Right? That was the sugya in the Gemara. Kilo rabot v'mizrach v'tzof in Africa not lose dares. Why was that minog there to have Bia Rishon right away? Because the families used to wait around. And they would wait there. And so if they didn't have Bia Rishona that night, they'd all have to pay for another night in the hotel to wait around so they could grab the bed sheet and make sure that the wedding was chal. Because if it wasn't, they would back out of the wedding and say, the wedding's off. They didn't have such a minog. Maybe because they got married later. He says in the parentheses there, V'nagu lidchot abila mitzvah b'yom kama yamin. Ay, the shachroit, sheminag etchia u'minag shtod v'yesh b'chashash l'disr, and so too in the Chachmar Adam, as we saw, he says, Shloshan imokim l'sovrim she'en lidchot abila mitzvah. They have three reasons why not to push it off. And he's going to answer all three. Aleph, yesh lizdarez l'kayim erachibor shemashlim en nisuin. Number one, you want to complete the nisuin. Two, Shem Yasu Chibor Chalki Shiyigrom Nitzi Adam Yitamu Me Adam Shiyetze. They might do something minimal. There might be a drop of blood. They might miss it. Kach Pershu Kama Achronim Et Rama Shegatav Bal Nefesh Yachush LaAtzmo Shelo Lischok Betino Kod Shem Yitze Adam Lo Yiru. That was a line Binyamin alluded to. Rabbi Binyamin alluded to last week. That maybe I'll explain it. There was an explanation of the Sedrei Tara. Rabbi Avadja has a. Quoted a few more explanations of it, but he says the Sidrei Tara's one is correct. But what did that line mean when the Ramah says Baal Nefesh is going to be careful not lesachiv getino kot? Apparently, some people tried to have minimal Bia Rishona a few times before doing a full Bia in order and then separating. So if I do only a minimal Bia Rishona, slight, right? We said a hair is not enough. It's got to be more. So if I only do this little bit, and I'm careful that there won't be, not far enough, that there won't be dam betulim, so then this person can end up having multiple biot before having to separate. And the Ramah says not to do that. So that was what he quotes here. Below year. So maybe, he says, why? Shema yetze dam below year. Maybe it'll happen and they won't realize. Gimel, the Shla, Kishazera, Yotze Shlobi, Kivor, Yeshbekach, Mishum, Otsar, Zela, Vitala, Kasha, Lidchot, Bila, Mitzvah, Open, Shazera, Lo Yitze. So don't push it off, or there's going to be Hotzad, Zela, Vitala. Olah, Mishut, Ma'aram, Lublin, which we cited, Mashra, Shain, Bayavit, Kia, Bila, Mitzvah, Lachain, Latir, Lekalish, and Isaber, Shabbat, Litvo, Belel, Shabbat, Lamarot, Sheheter, Tfila, Shabbat, Ulitzorach, Mitzvah. We only go to Mikvah on Friday night if you're going to have Bian Mitzvah, but. They're not going to do that, but he says, remember that hugs and kisses are part of that mitzvah. She loves all the intimacy, not just that one act. So some explain why did the Minag Ashkenaz have that you can push it off a few days so that you eliminate this busha that we described in the sources that was already in the Gemara and Yavama in and Rashi and Yavamos, the Gemara in Ksubas and Rashi and Yavamos, that there was this level of busha that they're trying to get rid of, so it'll happen slowly. So if they spend a few days getting to used to snuggling with each other, then when they try to have Bia Rishona, they'll all be all in it, and there won't be that busha. So, number one, he said that whole issue of the Ramah of not doing a partial bia, because you might do a full bia and not realize, and really you should separate, but you think you only did a partial bia, and that's why you're going to go again. So he says, the way I'm telling you to do it is not even that much. And therefore, there isn't that chashash. In makom lechashash, shem yitzei dam betulim. And what about chashash zera levatala? So he says, no problem. I have a different shita on zera levatala than everybody else. If you looked at my first book on Taras HaMishpacha, it says, l'dat poskim rabim enu nechshav ki zera levatala as kimvor b'pnini alacha simchat habayit. And yesh lomar shekasher zera yotzei saviv lepetach hanartik, and there is this far out possibility that if zera lands even outside the vaginal area, somehow some of the zera may get in and impregnate her. Because of that possibility, it's enough to declare that this hotzad zera isn't levatala. Yesh makom lomar shekasher zera, as we said that one. Shekin wofen zel yitim afev shel ikanes l'reon, v'im ken kan, kasher machmirin yodu shein b'kach esu zel kasher magmata chatan v'kala l'fogege d'busha v'metach, l'arbod afev simcha shel mitzvah, ha'davar ratzoi l'chad chila. Because the whole goal of it, since there's on whom to rely regarding the zer l'vatala, even if you're the machmirim, he says, since the whole goal is the tfugar chatan v'kala to get rid of this busha, which we said is a laudatory goal that we've had for thousands of years, so clearly, now what I'm saying is lichat chilo. Yesh tonim she'en lichod bila mitzvah, because what if they see dam, yasru b'yichud? He says, ulam davka mishum kach yesh b'minag zegi taron. There's an advantage. Because it is very, very difficult to have bia rishona. There's many couples who are not successful at it. Kaim bila mitzvah. Eina matzlichim l'kayim chibur. And yesh rovot l'arachatan amidur rovazugot. Some doctors tell me it's even a majority. Kach so if we just tell you, you got to do it that night, and you're rushing into it, you're going to make it all the more so that they're not going to succeed on their first try. So he says, from the Nisayon, I says, it causes more shailas and more issues. They don't know what happened. They thought there was, and they have to separate, and they didn't need to separate. So he said, no, sa pan rabo kashem rotzim liz darez, when they want to speed up, before vila mitzvah nidchei machmat chashoshon metach, has darzu l'kayim in achibur alul l'grom l'chatan metach, shavil inonim. And of course, that might lead him to become unable to perform. L'itim ha-nisayon liz darez goem l'dchiyat vila mitzvah yoter yamim. So therefore, paradoxically, if you rush them to have bia rishona sooner, it causes bia rishona to happen later than if you just allow them to do it at their own pace. And finally, he says, it'll happen with way more simcha. So I used to tell people to do it as soon as possible. And if they needed to, so they could push it off a little bit. If their goal is l'shem shemayim, i.e., my goal is in the meantime, why am I pushing it off? Because I want to make my wife happy. He says, but, and this is a chiddush of his, that this counts as a halachic consideration, ishti ha-rabanit, mitoch nisayon ha-limur, and kalor rabot lefnei chatuna l'arachadach, chazra v'tanat, after teaching many kalos, shetzarech la'adrich l'chachila, kulam l'chor b'lamitzah l'krat sof shivat yamim, Nisha Belozot, why? The Zuga Rabbi Midai, no true Chavayal, lo Tova, my mitzvah Gedol Shel Chibur Rishon. If you don't wait till the end of the week, too many Kalas have a negative first experience. So therefore, that's what I wrote inside, she's right, I know it, and therefore what I wrote in the halacha is to wait till the end of the week. So of course, this was one, like I said, one of the 14 cases that Machon Pua, I mean, I'm sure they had many more, but these are the 14 biggest ones that they had to put out in an immediate press release as soon as this book came out. So the 14th one, this is the last source here on the sheet. This one is their bolding. Number one, she might just see blood before they even tried. Two, yesh chashat sheyagiyu b'kalut lo tzera b'batalo. And yes, he has his solution, but by the way, that doesn't always work. Achlo baror sheitzad do tamit tatzliach. Gimel, pamim rabot b'nei azug einam etzlichim l'kayim bila mitzvah b'nisayon rishon, v'gam im yichud nisayon adayin klal lo batoch sheitzlichim yamanid. They don't always succeed the first time. And if they push it off, they still might not succeed. So it's built in. You have Sheva Brachas. You have a whole bunch of time. And they're home. They're spending time together. They're not at work. They're not going back to work. They're not going back to their tired schedules. Don't push it off. Keep trying, and you have, if it doesn't work the first night of Shavuot, so try the second night of Shavuot. Try the third night. You have 7 days to keep trying. If you wait till the seventh day, you're only going to get one try. Yesh l'siv pan nosaf, shehasimcha ha-tzlachar abila v'ofen malei, noten l'zut chushab zivu v'akala. By the way, there is a real sense of satisfaction when it does finally work. And therefore, that will be part of the simcha of the chazan akala, and they will remember that finally, if they eventually get it to happen. Therefore, they said, "Lachem l'datenu ein lomar rifa gavroef for the klali." They're bothered by him saying this is for everybody. El adrich kolzok lefnein yanov v'yesh nafzarich miuchad kigon chatan shehu chayal betzava v'ad sheyashum yetzavat yadayin asura lo. If he has a leave now and he's going to get another leave, and that other leave is going to come while she's tummied him, so then let him do this, and maybe then itan adrich bavin partani lishkol biachalkit. So they don't like that as a full recommendation. I had done some shimush with Rabbi Yashiv Kanuhol, who's a sefer you mentioned before, and he was very, very clear that anybody who thinks that you can tell a chassan to have bia rishon on wedding night is minutak from mitzvot. You have no idea what's going on in the world. You've lived your whole life in an ivory tower in the Beis Medrash, and there's no way that can happen. B'nei Zog need more time to get used to each other, and in order even to make it happen. And there's also Kshayim from the Chassan, from the Kala. She has to relax. She has to, right? If she's not relaxed, he's not going to get in. And Asher Al-Kain, therefore, he says, don't call it Lel Klulot, call it Pia Chaye Yishur Arishonim. And he says, at the same time, Yachad and Zod, you should l'shader meser nosaf l'inaged l'tchiyam mimushechet she'ena mitchashevet klav v'shel erashadzar. On the other hand, telling him to just plan for too long, that's not recommended easy either. Shlomo Levi, also I was in a shir, but in a sefer he writes, do it as soon as possible, but without lachatz, as there may be legitimate reasons to push it off a bit. So that is what I recommend telling Katanim and Kalot, that yes, when they get back from their wedding night at 1 or 2 in the morning, they don't have to do it that night. They should, by the way, in public, as you mentioned, act as though they've done it that night, and then all Shev Rachas long, we shouldn't be seeing them holding hands. But they don't have to do Bia Rishona that night. That being said, they shouldn't be planning it on a few days. Okay, so it's not the first night. They can try it again the first morning. Okay. In the ways that Pia is allowed during the morning, or the next night, they should plan for it soon, close to the wedding. But it doesn't have to be done that first night. There is way on whom to rely on from what we saw from the Skira on the Korot. Any questions? Shkaf.